I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. The Western Illinois University Steel Band presents its final concert of the year. Rick Kuraz is directing, and he'll be joined by guest artists Ricardo Flores and Chris Hanning. That Steel Band concert is tonight at 7:30 in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WYU campus in Macomb. It's free and open to the public. Theater opening tonight at the Macomb Community Theater. It's a presentation of Charlotte's Web, an adaptation of the E.B. White book by Joseph Robinette. Based on the popular children's book, this play is the story of the friendship between Wilbur the pig, who desperately wants to avoid the butcher, and Charlotte the spider, who's determined to save him by means of her miracle web. All the characters we know and love are here, including Fern, the girl who can understand what the animals say to each other, Templeton, the gluttonous rat, and the other farm animals, as well as humans. Featuring both adults and children, this is a family-friendly show. Charlotte's Web begins its run at the Macomb Community Theater with performances tonight and tomorrow night and next Friday and next Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., and also on Sunday, May 6th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon for a matinee. For reservations, call 309-837-1828 or email livetheater@macomb.com. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for senior citizens, and $6 for students. All performances are at the Pat Crane Memorial Theater. That's a mile and a quarter mile south of Macomb High School on South Johnson Road in Macomb. Downtown in Macomb, the Starry Night Repertory Theater continues its run of the one-woman show, The Lady with All the Answers. It's a comedy about the advice columnist Ann Landers. WYU professor Jeannie Woods plays the iconic advice columnist under the direction of Brooke Edwards. The show is tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for senior citizens, and $10 for students. The Lady with All the Answers, presented by the Starry Night Repertory Theater. The performances are all at Taylor's Hall at 125 South Randolph Street, just south of the square, next to the Wine Cellars in Macomb. Tomorrow night in Galesburg at the beautiful Orpheum Theater, the Knox Galesburg Symphony Orchestra presents its final subscription concerts of the year with the return of world-renowned pianist Mikhail Petukhov. It's a 60th anniversary subscription concert finale. The Knox Galesburg Symphony will be under the direction of Bruce Pollet. The program includes Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5 and Petukhov will perform the Bach Concerto in D minor and Concerto in E major. Single concert tickets start at $8. Children and students are admitted half price. That's at the Orpheum Theater tomorrow night at 7:30. This coming Monday and Tuesday, the return of the Macomb Art Film Series is complete with the presentation of The Artist, winner of this year's Academy Award, the first silent film since 1927 to be named Best Picture of the Year. Shows are at the Rialto Cinemas in Macomb on Monday at 7:30 and at 10 p.m., and Tuesday at noon, 2:30 and 5. The Artist at the Rialto Cinemas Monday and Tuesday, the finish of this year's Macomb Art Film Series. Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera is coming to haunt Western Illinois University's Hainlein Theater next week on Friday and Saturday nights, May 4th and 5th at 7:30 p.m. each night on the WIU campus. It's a very special presentation, a scholarship concert for students of both the School of Music and the Department of Theater and Dance. Chicago native Lorenzo Rush had a dream. Lorenzo came to talk to us along with stars Mark Ryan Anderson and Kara Jewell. So, Lorenzo, how did this all happen?
Well, basically, I thought, why couldn't we do this here? We have all the talent and we have all the resources and we have all of the knowledge. Why couldn't we do this here? So I kind of bounced the idea off some faculty members and off some friends of mine, and they said, oh my God, this would never happen. Nobody will get together to do something like this. A collaboration could never happen. And I thank those people for giving me the energy to make it happen. So thank you to those people who did that. And then I slowly but surely went to the previous dean, Dean Kreider, and told him about my idea. And he fell in love with it. And he got the department heads of the theater department and the School of Music. And we had a meeting, told him about the idea. They fell in love with the idea. And we said, let's do this. One step at a time, got it together, did auditions, and we're here now. I kind of gave you the smaller version, but it took a long process. This started fall of last year. That's pretty much how it started.
And managed to bring together the School of Music's vocalists and the symphony orchestra, mm-hmm. as well as performers from the School of Theater and Dance, mm-hmm. or the Department of Theater and Dance,
yes.
rather.
Yes, sir.
Two directors for the production, and this will be a staged production.
Yes.
So there will be no sets or scenery.
Yes, the entire show is what we like to call a concert version of it, so or a semi-stage production of it. Basically, the entire symphony orchestra will be on stage performing with us because we wanted to enhance and appreciate the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber because it's such a phenomenal score that we wanted to have the orchestra with us as another character. So they're going to be on stage with us, and all of the performers and the vocalists are going to be downstage performing the music, and it's not going to be a lot of kind of stand and sing. It is a performance. It's a collaboration between both departments, so it's going to be both a concert version of it but also a theatrical experience. There will be lights and there will be costumes and there will be minimal props and minimal set pieces, and just to give the idea of where we are and what the storyline is all about.
Thus, the two directors. So on the music side, Kitty Karn, mm-hmm. and for the dramatic, Egla Hassan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, Ryan, I think this part is known as being very demanding in places.
It certainly has for me thus far in the process. I actually just got done performing a role in the Theater and Dance's main stage show, Rock and Roll. But thus far, rehearsals have actually been going really well, all things considered, and it's been a joy, and something fun's going to happen.
And Kara, as the Christine, you get to be the innocent with the soaring voice, and there's also some demand here, too. At times, this musical is not just stand out and sing your tune. Some of these tunes are very demanding. For example, I think some of the material for the mock opera within yes. the work, Don Juan Triumphant, actually includes a little bit of 12-tone material.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's such a huge show, but it's one of those that's just so much fun that as you do it, I feel like it doesn't feel like work as much. Like, it's not so, that helps alleviate stress from it if you enjoy it so much while you do it. And I think that our cast really does enjoy it.
And the work has been around long enough now. I think 1988 or so,
I think
was
so.
The
that
first
right.
production. You've had essentially the chance to grow up with this work.
I definitely did. That was my first musical, the show was.
So what an opportunity to have something that you've been listening to for so long. Boy, wouldn't it be great to be able to be there.
Mm-hmm. And it just celebrated its anniversary, mm-hmm. you know, so it's kind of like phantom fever right now. going around the departments and going around the nation. So, I mean, I think we caught this at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have any trick securing the rights for this concert performance?
No, not really. Working with the rights company, they're very protective of this piece of music. So we went through a lot of avenues to make sure that everything was valid and make sure everything was done appropriate and to make sure that the meaning of the work, none of that was disturbed or destroyed. And we kept to that. We kept to that understanding. So it took a while. It took a while to get all of the work together and get the rights, but it wasn't that difficult. But they made sure that they want to make sure that the appropriate people are doing it and they're doing it to the best of their ability. The talent we have at this university, from the lighting design to the set design to the vocalists to the orchestra, every aspect of it are students. So we want to cater to that and let everybody know that there's talent here and we should fund that and we should make sure that this grows and that this doesn't drop, that we should keep this going because it's so wonderful, because it's so great.
Today we have with us our Christine mm-hmm. and our Phantom.
Hello.
Both of these vocalists are amazing in rehearsal. She hit, what is that note that you hit?
Is it a D sharp?
It's a D sharp. It is ridiculous. The glass shatters. Every person in the building is like, what was that heavenly sound that just came out of nowhere? And she does it so care. You do that. She does it so effort without effort.
Glad
Mark
it looks
Ryan's out. Voice is just perfect for this role. During the audition process, we were ciphering through all the different applicants and we were just blown away by Mark Ryan's voice. We was like, okay, well, that was simple. Both of them do such phenomenal jobs in rehearsal that people are just going to be blown away.
Kara, Mark, Lorenzo, mm-hmm. thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Let the dream begin. Let your darker side give in to the power.
Phantom Mark Ryan Anderson, Christina Kara Duell, and instigator Lorenzo Rush joined us to talk about The Phantom of the Opera being presented in the Hainline Theater on the WIU campus on May 4th and 5th, 7:30 each night. Tickets are $15 for the public, $10 for youth and seniors, and are available at the Hainline Theater box office from noon to 5 p.m. weekdays at 309-298-2900, or online at wiu.edu/theater/box office. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.